Armadoxy for today. In celebration of the anniversary of independence of the United States of America, this week we are looking at issues of church and state. Part 3. Oh my gosh! In context. Mkhitar Ghosh was an Armenian scholar, writer, public figure, thinker, and priest of the Armenian Church. While America deals with issues of church and state and the separation of one from the other, a glance back at the 12th century reveals this monk, who is inspired and motivated by his faith in God. He writes a code of law, which includes civil and canon law, that was used in Greater Armenia, Cilicia, as well as Poland and parts of Europe. We focus on his clerical background, that is, as a priest of the church, he intertwined the law with an ethical standard of living. Politics and religion intersect at different points through their functioning life within a community. Politics may define a worldview for an individual, but it is religion that checks and balances that view along the lines of an ethical code. Yes, Jesus did say, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's," when asked or tried whether or not taxes should be paid to the Roman emperor. But he also spoke of the need for charitable giving. "I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was naked, you clothed me, and in prison, and you visited me." Now, Jesus sets the moral imperative squarely on the shoulders of the individual, not on a government body or entity, but contemplating the need of the world, it becomes obvious that we can become more effective and reach more people if we can participate collectively. Hence, religion appeals to politics and politicians for help to further their goal. Mkhitar Ghosh's book, Law Code, sets the framework for civil law, martial law, relationships, personal freedoms, and expressions. It's important to mention that the book, Law Code, in Armenian is called Kirk Tadastani, which literally translates to Book of Judgment. This in itself describes one of the fundamental reasons for the separation of church and state. In a pluralistic society, it is important to understand that all laws, all regulations, as well as all religion exists inside of a context. What may work for a society where everyone is the same faith, same ethnic background, with the same common history, may not work where these differ. For instance, when St. Paul writes about obeying the government, it is very important for us to understand that he was writing in a time when the end of the world, end of time, was imminent. The first Christian communities had this understanding. And so, yes, obey the government, as bad as it may be, because Christ is coming back and all will be well. Context is fundamental to understanding the unfolding of politics and religion. Let us pray today. O Lord, help us to understand one another and acknowledge that our differences are a reflection of your creativity. Help us to treat one another with compassion and respect. Amen.
Apostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.